Morning. Thank you for that beautiful music. That is helping to welcome in springtime, I think. It's always wonderful to be here with all of you. I've had the privilege and the pleasure a few times now. And I also am just thrilled and appreciate the invocation focusing on spring, because I don't know about you, but I was ready for spring. I was thinking about that with those beautiful words and the beautiful music, especially the one "Simple Gifts," turning, turning, because the seasons offer us, don't they, such amazing metaphors for life. The ice holds us tight and then it releases. We think we're somewhere and then it snows, but then the sun always comes out. So it is wonderful to rejoice with you today in another turning of a season, as we look forward, as humanity always does, right? So thinking about snow again, as we look still at the beautiful sunshine, in that last big snow week or so ago, I happened to be driving from the Long Island area back home. And I had thought that I was going to leave ahead enough to miss it, but as luck would have it, I talked a lot of conversations, and it was snowing as I went home. So, you know, I'm trying to relax into it, but I'm realizing I'm gripping the steering wheel pretty fast. I'm trying pretty tight, and I'm reading the signs. You know, these days there's all these electronic symbols, right? Watch out for this, watch out for that, and I see one, and it's really one of those really big ones across the whole highway, and it says Ravel Advisory. I'm like, okay, is that a different kind of amber alert? What is it, Ravel? And then I realize it's just simply that the T is gone, right, from the travel advisory. because that's how tense I am. Ravel, what is a Ravel Advisory? What am I missing? Right? And then so I started laughing, which made me relax. But I also thought about, before I had really opened to spiritualism, I had been aware of getting kind of what felt like coincidences, messages through signs and through license plates. You know, the things that you just can't make up. You're talking about a friend who passed, and then all of a sudden a license plate goes by with her name on it, you know, or something like that. And so I thought, all right, now I'm a little more aware than I was. Pay attention, a Ravel Advisory. So what could this mean? So what it brought to me first was an exercise that I've often done with teams that I've worked with. You know, you just take a ball of yarn, right, anything, and you use it as appreciation. You hold one end, and you give the ball to another and offer gratitude message. And then that person holds on to that end and passes the ball to someone else and gives a gratitude message. So as you all do that and you hold on to your pieces, you create a marvelous web. And it started from allowing ourselves to unravel, right? Because vulnerability is kind of a release, I think. And then when we all had those moments of gratitude and we had the string pattern, we had the opportunity to then roll the ball back up and keep it. And even though it was a symbol, we were keeping those gratitudes in our hearts. So I found myself in this Ravel Advisory thinking about that first. And then I thought, all right, I'm going to keep this with me. This is I don't know what this means, but I'm keeping this to consciousness, because that's always the invitation from spirit, isn't it? To bring us into consciousness of new possibilities. And so as I went into my week, that very next day, we had a huge thing happen at work. And so trying to keep balance, and I think, oh, Ravel Advisory. But that consciousness helped me breathe into it to be a support to other people. And then towards the end of the week, as we had a few bumps, we were going through some economic hard times at the agency I'm currently at. And then at the end of the week, I had a personal, really big jolt where someone had had a misunderstanding with me, and I had totally been unaware of it. So again, I thought, all right, I'm not going to let this unravel in a bad way. I'm going to see which pieces I can pick up. And I ended up having a really positive conversation where at another point in my life, without paying attention to spirit with a sense of humor, I might have totally misjudged and ended up in a really tight and tense place. And so, again, just offering these thoughts with you today, I'm thinking, you know, raveling and unraveling, it's more to the point for living, I think, than how I had thought about journey and traveling, you know, putting the T back up, because the ravel part gives me more of a feel for the action. I don't know if any of you have recently seen, it was a movie that came out a few months ago, Lucy. For those of you who haven't, the essence of the movie is that this young woman, by accidentally ingesting a experimental drug, her brain wakes up to 100% of use. Now, humans currently, researchers tell us, have about 10% of our brains that we utilize. So 100%, the story behind the movie was that she has this accelerated path to the divine. And just really becomes connection, understands fully connection with everything. So if you haven't seen the movie and you do go, just ignore all the pieces about the gangsters and the drug dealing. It's really a beautiful movie if you just focus on Lucy's experience. But there's one scene in there where she's starting to see energy. She's starting to see the strands of thought, of electricity, and so again, with this ravel advisory, I'm thinking of this movie and how I didn't really get it all the first time when I saw, or I'll admit the first three times I saw the movie, because that's how much I loved it, where she's using her fingers to pick apart these strands. And really, even though to most of us, unless we are in the work where we're seeing, because we're stepping into mediumship or we're stepping into healing in a different way, most of us, it's invisible, isn't it? So even though the connections, you can almost touch them sometimes. You know, you see a friend and you feel that joy, you feel the energy. She would see in this movie, you would likely have been able to see it in the connection. Or the electrical vibration that allows us to talk on the phone, the radio wave, all of that is a line of energy raveling towards us, right? in its beauty. And the reason why I just was really focusing on us and thinking about it was the action of living, that if we pay attention to the researchers here on Earth, everything is vibrating, right, down to the quantum level. We are always in action. And so when we do hands-on healing, we feel it with our spirit helpers. When we tune in, we feel even ever more clearly that energy, the vibration, how we are all always flowing in the one connection. And so this action, keeping this image constant in my mind, I thought, it's really all about that give and take. What I choose to give out, what comes back to me. And we know this as spiritualists, don't we? Our core principles give us this so clearly every week, and bear repeating, because in the week to week, we may just say it and not really think about it anymore. But we have moral responsibility. We have doorways open to us. We affirm. It's that action. Nothing is static. It's that back and forth. What we roll up, what we give back out. So those of you who have perhaps studied physical mediumship could also be very aware of this in terms of ectoplasm, as we learn how spirit makes themselves visible through a medium, through ectoplasm. That is also that reaching out. And when spirit is done, what happens to that? It goes back into the medium. Again, that back and forth of what the universe can offer us if we accept the invitation. Think about how our lives would be if we lived in this consciousness every moment of that power of invitation and the action, the back and forth. We would be more conscious in every conversation. We would be more conscious about our actions and impact. It truly is a beautiful and powerful invitation. I had a chance recently to learn a little more about a philosophy called waking down. Now, most of us, when we think about waking, think about waking up. Enlightenment is usually about the process of waking up. This particular philosophy created by the Bonders, Samuel and Linda Bonder, is about waking down into your physical being, anchoring to the earth to more consciously go out to spirit. And I was attracted to this because that's what my teachers in mediumship have taught me, that the more it's not about just being out there. It's about celebrating physical life, being really aware of oneself as instrument so as to better connect with spirit. So with this workshop that I happened to be in, which felt very much just like an affirmation of what I believe about spiritualism, it again gave me an opportunity post my white-knuckled gripping of the steering wheel to think about, again, the process of graveling, how in the day when I'm stressed, I may just feel like a cartoon where my hair goes out even farther and I'm just all over the place. But if I am aware of that action of relaxing back into myself, then I am a better friend. I'm a better worker. I am just simply a better human because I am acknowledging where I am and my peace of the back and forth. And as spiritualism also tells us, because those of you who are new here today might not know yet that spiritualism was created out of the free thinkers movement of the 1800s. So we tend to be a rowdy group at times, talking through our various beliefs and why we believe what we do. And that's important, not to be complacent. But we were created in the free thinkers movement. It's the core, it's in the core of the principles we have. Again, that personal responsibility for our actions, our impacts of our actions and our decisions. And in that, it's what we do with those pieces, right? So in all of our day-to-day, it's what we choose that creates our lives. We know that. Some philosophies call it karma. We think about it a little differently here as spiritualists, but it's taking responsibility for our actions and knowing that each decision creates the rest of our path. So whether or not you have a similar experience where you're thinking about snow and somebody up there warns you about raveling, right? Your ravel advisory, I just offer this to you as an invitation to think about pattern of your life, what you react to, and how to be more conscious about that path of personal responsibility, the way that whether or not it's out of crisis or in the everyday, that our journey is that ongoing action of pulling together, raveling up the pieces, and then unraveling, not in a way some cartoons or some discussion of unraveling means that, you know, we're falling apart. But again, that unraveling is allowing, we're pulling down our boundaries, we're allowing ourselves to be more vulnerable, and it's that back and forth of then what we let in that allows us to stand in our consciousness, to stand in our power, and say, yes, a ravel advisory, bring it on. Thank you.